good evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, County Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again, folks. I'm excited because tonight's our political meeting. That's right. Activism, activism. Get out there and occupy until the Lord's return. That's what we're told to do in the scriptures. My goodness gracious, it's a good day to be alive, I'll tell you. Wow, a good day to be up here in the top of the Rocky Mountains. I'll tell you one thing, watching and continuing for days now to watch the devastation there in the southeast part of the United States is a heartbreaker. I mean, a true heartbreaker. And I know that a lot of you out there are praying with our two police and military associations here. We're praying for those people and for the rescuers there. And also, hope some of you are sending a little bit of money that way. That would be very nice. I don't trust a lot of government agencies, but I guess you can't go too wrong with the American Red Cross. Looks like they're down there in among it and trying to do the best they can. But I'm, you know, here at our headquarters of our two police and military association, we're beginning to get communications in from people that believe, scientific-type people, some of them pretty respectable, that believe that scalar waves were involved in causing the hurricane to be pushed in and directed a certain way. I don't know about all that stuff. I'm an old cop. You know, I know about Tesla technology, and I've read a lot on this stuff, but I still don't understand it very well. And then we have another dear friend that just sent out a note to us that the dams, the levees, I guess they call them there, the levees were breached on purpose. Boy, I'll tell you, this person has already done a study. A very educated person working in the sciences and went to the university down there in that area. It says it looks like the dams were breached on purpose, these levees. And, boy, I hope not. I do pray that that's not true, folks. But we'll talk about that when we get back a little bit. By the way, we have cops involved in the looting down there. Unbelievable. We'll be back after this break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. And boy, I'll tell you what, are we getting some email in here from our police and soldiers and others, scientific type people, degreed people. We have one here that wrote to us today, matter of fact, and asked, and basically was asking the question and then answered her own question as to, were the levees in New Orleans breached on purpose after the storm passed? She says, I used to live in New Orleans as I went to school at Tulane University and was there last May as I attended the spring session of the American Geophysical Union meeting, giving my information on X-rays in the solar system. As a student of Tulane in the early 70s, I rode my bicycle along the levees. They were built to withstand such a hurricane, and they did, until only after the storm passed and New Orleans was actually recovering. I just did an analysis on the breaches, and the pattern of breaches is too perfectly placed, obviously planned locations to flood the city from all sides. The city was about to recover from the worst hurricane seen in modern times. My analysis is that the Army Corps of Engineers, is the only group capable of placing the destruction of the levees in such a precise pattern and carrying it out to such perfection. The pattern assured the complete destruction of this vital U.S. city. A breach in a few places could be dealt with by the city's pump system, and it was doing its job. There was no question that the breaches were placed intentionally to flood from all sides, and as I said, the only group capable of carrying out this task is the Army Corps of Engineers. The destruction of New Orleans was intentional from start to finish and could only be carried out by a group well-equipped to do such a job. It could only have been the Army Corps of Engineers after the hurricane was guided into place by the IMF-paid black ops scientists using the U.S. fleet of giant laser satellites working the weather modification manipulation. The misinformation spin sites and radio stations have already become busy trying to point to the Russians and others with misinformation about so-called scalar weapons. This is all disinformation. Make no mistake, USA. You are being attacked from within by the IMF crew. Welcome. You are the world's newest third world country, and this is just the beginning. Jim McCanney. Okay, this is Jim McCanney, M-C, capital C-A-N-N-E-Y. A female sent that over to us. We don't know any of this, folks. I'm just telling you, the emails are starting to come in from police and military and from the scientific community. All kinds of emails. And so I pray that this isn't true, but we can see the dialectic being played out across America and around the world, the Hegelian dialectic, where the government causes a problem secretly, covertly, and then comes up to with a solution the people, the masses, wouldn't have accepted, except the government secretly caused the problem. And this has been going on for 100 years in this world. And the American international crime families who control our government for the last about 100 years, I guess. Now, according to FDR, FDR said that in a letter to Keith, Colonel E. Mandel House in 1933, that the internationalists had taken over the America since the days of Andrew Jackson. And that's in a letter in the archives in Washington, D.C. So was FDR crazy, President FDR, or was he right? Well, we don't know. Might have been crazy, too. But I know he was a part of this program, this international crime syndicate that has taken over America. So he was in the know. He could have. But as our police and military people talk about these issues, we can see the benefits to the international crime families of having a real scenario to work like this, where thousands of people are killed, a massive amount of destruction of property and infrastructure damage, as a test program for all of their forces out there. FEMA gets to see how they respond to thousands and thousands of homes being destroyed and people out of work, out of the homes, out of food, out of water. My lieutenant friend from the National Guard some years back called me and told me that his crew, his National Guard unit, was up in the hills of Pennsylvania in the mountains, in the forest, setting up mock POW camps and learning how to operate them. And now they're going to have these POW camps, or concentration camps. They're going to call them, safe areas or whatever they're going to name these, for literally thousands and thousands of families for months and months. And so it's going to be quite a program to tell the international crime lords that control our government where they have a problem with their system, just in case, folks, we have a big terrorist attack on America. And there's literally hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, killed through nuclear attacks or biological drops here. And many, many people out of homes, out of work, out of everything. Just like the state of Missouri and Louisiana today. I don't know. I don't know if any of this is true. I'm just passing on to you what we get across our desk here at our two police and military associations. And we will continue to bring you information as we get it, which seems to come from people that have a lot of knowledge about these areas. We cops and soldiers do not, by the way. We're not scientists. We're just reading and studying. And so we'll keep you up on this. Well, I've invited back a dear sister of ours to the radio here, and this is a good time to have Debbie Morrow back from New Millennium Concepts to talk about good water in your home. And you know, I'm going into the kitchen, and I'm using my Berkey water filter, folks, and I'm thinking about all these people down there that are out of water and don't have anything but bad water floating around them. And I'm thinking how blessed they would have been if, the thousands of these people had a Berkey water filter. So, Debbie, welcome back to the program. You probably have some thoughts about this yourself, don't you, sister?
Well, I do. For one, nobody has told us whether or not it's salt water or if it's, fairly non-salty water, because that would make a difference
whether or
not they would be able to use a Berkey.
Yeah.
Because the salt goes through.
Yeah, it's probably up close to the ocean, you would probably have a lot of salt water mixed in.
Yeah, I just don't know what that lake, if it's salt water or fresh water, I have no idea, and nobody's mentioned it. But we have been inundated with calls from people in surrounding areas who still have, phones or electricity or power. So it's been very busy. It's, you know, been interesting to talk to different people and find out how they're going. I talked to one customer who took in a family that she knew over the internet who listens to all these programmings.
Yeah.
And so they emailed each other somehow or called, I have no idea, or maybe it was before it got bad. And so they're actually staying with them. So they got to meet their Patriot buddies, you know, in real life, and they're going to stay with them until they can figure things out. But, you know, it would be beneficial to have Berkey water filters. I'm just so, you know how I am about water. Anybody who's listened to me knows. And
well, like that too, Debbie. You've turned me into a water freak here. You know, I love good water, and you brought it into my house, so I sure appreciate you.
Well, thank you, but I'm just sick about all those people who are, you know, they're going to start dying. I'm sorry. But if they don't get water, I have not heard. See, I'm working so much that I don't get to hear what's going on very much.
Yes. Well,
so I don't know if they've gotten water to those people or not. But, you know, you can't go a real long time without water. 3, 4, or 5 days max, you know.
That's right. You're gone.
You have to have water.
Sure.
And that should be the very first thing that should be, you know, dropped by helicopter, something. Get water to them, you
well,
know.
Well, their problem, Debbie, their problem is that the National Guard pretty much is out of the country, and they don't have enough National Guardsmen. People are waiting days for just water delivery and food delivery in mass. I mean, masses of thousands of people waiting.
Yeah.
And we had a National Guard helicopter fly over one helicopter and drop some water and MREs. On the thousands of people. I mean, you know, now we've stripped our country, and it won't be long probably before somebody will suggest we bring the UN troops in and use them to what the National Guard should be at home doing for our people.
Right.
But anyway, Debbie, tell us, because we're not under attack yet, we haven't lost everything, how can we start using your system now and be blessed that just in case we do have a bad situation. Let's see, I hear music coming up.
I do
too. Debbie. We'll be back with you in just a minute, but we got to get everybody listening to have a supply of good, clean water in their home, and you're the best one to tell us about it. We'll be right back, folks.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Here with our dear friend Debbie, who sure has helped our home tremendously after we got our Berkey water filter here, and we're just pleased to know that now, before a tragedy happens, we can get good water coming into our house and make ourselves healthy. But if an emergency happens, let me tell you, Debbie, it's not going to happen up here at the great top of the Rocky Mountains that we're going to have a flood like that, because we're right on top of the mountain. But if it were to happen to me and I were in those low areas, I'd put my Berkey water filter up in the attic, and I'd put it where I could get to it and get on top of my roof. But I certainly would have a way to continue getting good water, scooping up some of that water going by. And putting it in your Berkey water filter, I don't think most of those people would be out of water for days and days like they are right now.
Right.
So how can you help us, Debbie? What have you got for us there?
Well, we have the Berkey water filters. They're gravity water filters. They don't require any electricity.
Huh?
And they come in several different sizes. And we have plenty in stock right now. I know I've had customers call and say, yeah, do you still have them? You know, they're panicking, but no,
yeah.
we have plenty. So call in. The hardest thing is that it's hard to get me, so leave your number and leave it twice and maybe a day and a night number, because I've been, you know, working way into the late night calling people back and getting the orders out. So
yes,
it is a kind of a crisis situation as far as, you know, getting these filters out to people who really want them, because a lot of people are concerned now more than ever that they want to have the Berkey filters handy. But again, I always want to say, use them now. Don't wait until there's some kind of problem. Get to know your Berkey now and use it so you can quit poisoning yourself with the stuff that they put in the water systems.
Yeah, very true.
And so, and we're going to have such an onslaught. I mean, Texas, we're having huge masses of people, you know, coming to Texas now to relocate. So I don't know if that's going to cause any water shortages. If, you know, I don't know what kind of conditions that will have to do with anybody. So, you know, it's never a bad idea to get some barrels and store them in your backyard. But I always like to remind people that you don't filter your stored water. You just, you know, store your water and filter it as you need it. And we have the Berkey lights, with lights and without lights. And we have special for people who call in and say that they're a listener of yours. I'll be sure to give them the free Berkey Sport bottles with them.
Oh, that's great.
And we also have the stainless steel Berkeys with the black filters or the white filters, whichever they prefer. So we're here to help you get your water. And, you know, I'm just, you know,
there's
really
more vital, sister. There's nothing more vital than good water for your health's sake, too.
Right.
And
right.
So how do they get a hold of you, Debbie?
They can call me toll-free at 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-803-4438. And normally I'm closed on Friday, but because it's so busy, I'll probably open part of the day tomorrow to at least call people back and take orders or whatever. So
okay.
I'm not sure what hours I'm going to work but well, I will be around. So, you know, leave a message, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible.
Sometimes God hits us upside the head with a 2x4 to make us think ahead. And this may just be one of those times when, folks, we better think ahead, and we better get ourselves into good water now. And as she says, use it and stay healthy. But these things are portable. That little Berkey I have, man, I could throw that into a sack, a pillow sack, to keep it nice and shiny, and put that in a, you know, anywhere. It's lightweight, and take it with you if you had to, up on the roof if you had to, like down there, and just scoop up water as it goes by. I mean, good water is essential to life. Good food is too, but you can go 30 days without food, right, Debbie?
You can go a long time without food, especially if you're like me. I have plenty of fat to live on.
That's me too, sister.
I take
that's
my supplements. But
I can share a little bit with somebody else.
Me too,
okay.
Well, but we need the water.
We sure love you. And, folks, don't forget now, Debbie is also helping pay my shortwave bill for shortwave radio. And so we love her for that, because not only is she keeping us healthy and giving us great water, but he's also putting some back in to helping us educate and awaken the people out there that need to be awakened at this time. So, Debbie, thank you for that, too. Give out that number one more time.
It's toll-free number. It's 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-803-4438. And if they want to go to the website, it's Berkey,
yeah.
It's berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BerkeyWater.com. And be sure to write in the comments that they're listeners of your program, so that I'm sure to include a free sport bottle with their order.
Very good, yeah. I've still got to get with you and get those sport bottles for me and my wife. So, folks, if you call her now and you order them, then you get the sport bottle, and that's a great deal, because those you can carry around with you wherever you go. Well, Debbie, thank you, sister, and I hope you have a great weekend, and thank you for helping so many people stay healthy and get good water, sister,
thank you.
Okay?
Yeah, thank
so
you.
Much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now. Okay, folks, yes, this is the time to be prepared. Listen to the old Boy Scout here. Be prepared. That was our motto. Still is today. And praise the Lord, we got our Berkey water filter, and I hope you will, too. All right, folks, we'll be back in just a minute, and I want to tell you about the cops.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091.
That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, folks, we're back here. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains at our HQ for our two police and military associations, and we're troubled by what we're hearing. Yesterday, our dear brother, Alex Jones called in and told us that the president had cut back the amount of money back to just 20% of what the Corps of Engineers needed to fix the levees there in Lake Pontchartrain and New Orleans to make the levees to where they would not have the problem that they've had in the last few days there. So we know the president. I'm looking at the article right here in early 2004, because Bush wanted to spend the money on getting oil in the wars for oil over there in the Middle East and sending our soldiers, our National Guardsmen over there to where they can't protect America, but protecting his oil fields over there and taking over that area, setting up the phony government over there. And so the monies were spent on the war in Iraq, and that's what this article says here. Emergency manager chief for Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, told the Times, Picayune, that's not the way you say it, I don't know how you say it, it's a French name, I guess, the newspaper down there, it appears that the money has been moved into the president's budget to handle homeland security and the war in Iraq, and I suppose that's the price we pay. Nobody locally is happy that the levees can't be finished, and we are doing everything we can to make the case that this is a security issue for us here in this area. Well, see what we have now, folks. We have levees that have been breached, and I haven't seen the picture of it, but according to one scientific individual, says that the breaches are so regular, and so I guess the distances from each one is just perfect from the other one on both sides, that it seems unrealistic to this person that they could have been breached by the weather patterns or the weather problem and the water's coming in. But anyway, before we go to my article, I want to get to is even the cops have joined in the looting down there in these horrible areas of New Orleans. I've got an article about that here. Absolutely incredible. People are saying, they're saying, well, the cops got all the best stuff. They're crookeder than we are, said one man. And another one says, it must be okay because the cops are in here looting with us. It must be okay. Absolutely incredible. Let's go to Rita in Texas. Rita, welcome to the program.
How are you doing, Officer McLam?
I'm doing okay, my sister. I'm doing fine.
I'm kind of watching what's going on, you know, there on, at least through the military propaganda machine called the major television networks.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the mentality of the American people, really, because that's a large population down there in New Orleans.
My goodness, yes.
And I'm kind of looking at, you know, the generation that I grew up in, and I think I may be a little bit older than you, If not, I'm pretty close to your age.
I don't think anybody's older than me.
You're very kind. But I can remember the community atmosphere that was fostered, you know, where you knew your neighbors, and if anything happened, you know, people, got together. And I am hearing about reports of civilians, you know, really helping neighbor, you know, with neighbor.
Yes.
But what I'm seeing the majority of is how the majority of these individuals are depending on government officials for help.
That's right. That's
and not
right.
only
sure.
that, but the discouragement of civilian assistance going in there. I can remember 2 days ago, there was some people, I think, out of Mississippi. They were upset because of the war. They weren't allowing them back into their homes, and they were commenting that they could go in there, you know, and help, you know, get the trees down and everything else. My biggest concern, however, sir, is I really because of the logistics involved. And the enormity of the devastation, I'm wondering whether or not there's going to be a situation of actual mass starvation.
Well, it could happen. Number one, within 3-4 days, the people are gone for lack of water.
Yeah.
So they've got some weeks to go before they starve to death, most of them. But yes, you could have a crisis there that would just be absolutely incredible in a nation like America for people to not have water. And because we don't have the troops here to take the water into them, that they could literally die.
Well, I'm also wondering whether or not the troops are also there to quell, excuse me, what I see a potential natural rioting situation to occur.
Sure. Yeah, life and death riot. You know, people breaking out because they don't have water and food. Yeah,
exactly. And I just want to tender an idea. I live midway between San Antonio and Austin. And one of the I'm going to discuss this with my husband, but we have a little bit of land that we're sitting on, and I think that there ought to be an idea out there. I mean, about trying to get tents, you know, people who do have land to maybe work or get some get some cooperation and get some tents set up on private property. You know, the citizenry, you know, right, you know, at least in Texas, because I mean, I am in Texas. But getting there and rather than having these big kind of like refugee type deals, it's kind of spread out where the people who do have land, you know, would make it available to where, you know, you could get tents up. At least they'd have, you know, some kind of subsistence. But I know one thing that, first of all, I'm glad Debbie's in the water business. Who knows, before this is all over with, God may financially reward, you know, her good works.
Oh, yeah.
But
I hope so.
But I'm kind of looking at this situation, and I think we have morally deteriorated so much, sir, that there is not a political situation to this. The only solution to this is people acting in a Christian manner, and that's the only solution, because government cannot handle this tragedy. It's we're really looking at history in seeing this type of devastation.
Yeah, I've heard from a number of cops and soldiers and private sector people here in the last couple of days about something that's been going on for 50 years in America, and that is the churches, the good Christian churches, don't usually get involved to help these people because they figure it's the government's job today. And Rita, that's a big change over the way the churches used to be when I grew up.
Well, I don't know. I belong to a certain community that, you know, I mean, it's inbred into me. I mean, I'll go into Austin and I'll take peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or anything, and I'll throw it to the homeless. I can't speak for any other religious denominations. I only know, you know, the one that I'm affiliated with. But I want to, in conclusion, I want to share also something about where I see divine punishment going in. I personally don't have the compassion for those that are in Iraq, the national soldiers that are over there. You know, I really look at them as being American Nazi soldiers, you know, just following orders. So if they've got their families, back here home, it's kind of like, you know, whatsoever ye shall sow, so shall ye also reap.
Yeah.
The devastation that they're committing over there in Iraq, they're receiving it within their own families. But, you know, it's sad. I appreciate the opportunity to sound off, and I said, I'll do my best as a Christian, but
yeah.
I think we ought to open up some private land, get some people, you know, get the tents up. You know, help them get on their feet.
Good idea, sister.
Take care.
Very good idea. Thanks
Bye-bye.
A lot. Yeah, folks, Rita's right. We've been watching it here at our police and military associations, and there are gangs everywhere down there. There's been something like 45 carjackings just in New Orleans, and people killed, people murdered, being murdered down there. And it's a tough situation, but I wanted to share with you real quick here before we go to our next caller that this report came in from Mike Pearlston, and he says here, law enforcement efforts to contain the emergency left by Katrina slipped into chaos in parts of New Orleans Tuesday, with some police officers and firefighters joining looters and picking stores clean. At the Walmart on Tachalosius Street, I probably didn't say that right, an initial effort to hand out provisions to stranded citizens from the Walmart quickly disintegrated into mass looting. Authorities at the scene said bedlam erupted after the giveaway was announced over the radio. While many people carried away food and other essential supplies, others cleared out jewelry racks and carted off computers, TVs, and appliances on hand trucks. Some officers joined in taking whatever they could, including one New Orleans cop who loaded a shopping cart with a compact computer and a 27-inch flat-screen television. Officers claimed that there was nothing they could do to contain the anarchy, saying their radio communications had broken down and they have no direction from their commanders. Therefore, they have to go in and get their stuff and grab all the stuff they want. Right, folks? I mean, give me a living break here. It says here, we don't have enough cops to stop it, one officer said. A mass riot would break out if we even tried. Inside the store, the scene alternated between celebration and frightening bedlam. A shirtless man straddled the broken jewelry case, yelling, free samples over here. Another man rolled a mechanized pallet stacked with six-foot-high cases of vodka and whiskey. Listen to this, folks. Perched atop the stack of whiskey and vodka was a bewildered toddler. Absolutely incredible. Throughout the store and parking lot, looters pushed carts and loaded trucks and vans alongside officers. One man said police directed him to Walmart from Roberts Grocery, where a similar scene was taking place. A crowd in the electronics section said one officer broke a glass DVD case so people wouldn't cut themselves. The police got all the good stuff, said one guy. They're crookeder than we are. Most officers, though, simply stood by powerless against the tide of lawbreakers. One veteran officer said, it's this way everywhere in the city. This tiny number of cops can't do anything about this. It's wide open. At least one officer tried furtively to control a looter through shame. He said to the looter, he says, when they say take what you need, it doesn't mean a friggin' TV. The officer shouted to a looter, this is a hurricane, not a free-for-all. Sandra Smith of Baton Rouge walked through the parking lot. This is incredible, folks. She walked through the parking lot with two 12-pack Bud Lights under each arm. I came down here to get my daughter, she says, but I couldn't find them. So she packed in the Bud Light, folks. I came down here to get my daughters, but I couldn't find them, so I just thought I'd pick up these 12-packs of Bud Light and take them since I can't find my daughter. The scene turned so chaotic at times that entrances were blocked by the press of people and shopping carts, and traffic jams sprouted on surrounding streets. Some groups organized themselves into assembly lines to more efficiently cart off the goods. Tony Williams, 25, packed her truck with essential supplies such as water and food, but said mass looting disgusted and frightened her. I don't feel safe. Some people are going overboard, she said. Inside the store, one woman was stocking up on makeup. She said she took discomfort in watching police load up their carts. It must be legal, she says. The police are here taking stuff, too. Folks, call in and tell me what you think about this. I tell you what, I am just beside myself. I don't know what to say. I can tell you right now that God has certainly taken good notes about all this, if he hasn't actively been involved in that situation down there. I've got a report here that came in, Acts of God Destroys New Orleans Before Southern Decadence. They have a big annual homosexual celebration, folks, coming up right now as we speak right there in New Orleans. It was supposed to be right now, and New Orleans is now gone. So this minister, Michael Carvajal, says that God destroyed the city because the French Quarter was going to have that annual homosexual celebration, where he says that homosexuals were fornicating in the streets and committing all kinds of sex acts right in the streets. Last year, a pastor sent video footage of the sex acts being performed in the front of children right in the streets. And the police and mayor and city council and the media, the city officials, simply ignored the footage and continued to welcome and praise the week-long homosexual celebration as being an exciting event. Let's go to an exciting Marine, Drew, at Little Rock. Drew, welcome to the program. What do you think about all this, brother?
Well, in the last comments, you almost made me throw up.
All right. Good.
But it's the New Orleans Times-Picayune newspaper is doing their best to get the truth out there. And
As
most of the listeners out here that are listening to your show today, this is not New Orleans people that are doing the looting. I mean, they are from Louisiana. They are from New Orleans. But this is not the real people of New Orleans. You're only talking about 10%. Of the people that are out there looting and doing this travesty and carting off. There are looters that are doing looting on grocery stores, and they're taking water and juice and canned drinks. I got news for you. I don't hold any animosity toward them because they're starving to death, and that's, as you said, 5 days and you're dead. People are dying right now.
The government sent our National Guard out of the country to fight these wars for oil. I don't blame them either.
Yeah, I understand. And right now there's the entire New Orleans National Guard is in Iraq, and they are fumingly mad. Can you imagine the Marine reservists that are in Iraq, and they don't know if their mother, daughter, sister, brother, cousin is dead? They don't know what's going on. And the poor people that are left in New Orleans that are being arrested for stealing a car, because this one guy was arrested stealing a car. But who was in the car? His wife, his two little kids, 2 years old and under, and his next-door neighbor and a neighbor across the street. There was 9 people in this car. And they arrested him for stealing a car because he wanted to get out of town because they had no food and no water. I think the man ought to be commended trying to get the neighbors out of town instead of everybody getting arrested, or get him arrested and everybody else getting put out on the street to starve or to die. People are dying in the convention center. They're dying in the Superdome for lack of water.
That's right, brother.
Now, Lake Pontchartrain is salt, by the way.
Oh, is it?
If you can't hold me over.
Yeah, why don't you hold over, Drew? We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more from Drew and finish up the program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. Before we go back to Drew, I want to thank you, all the good people in Alabama, at Sylacauga, Alabama, is I believe the way you say it, at WYEA 1290 AM. Welcome, folks. It's good to have you listening in. And let's go back now to Drew in Little Rock. Drew, continue on, brother.
Yes, sir. Lake Pontchartrain is basically, it connects to the Gulf of Mexico. And when you've got a storm surge from high water, the drift of salt water into the basin of the Lake Pontchartrain turns Lake Pontchartrain into a salty brine, and that's what Lake Pontchartrain is. It's basically a salty brine, intercoastal highway, marshland, in some places. But the lake itself is just a big, humongous lake that is basically salty. We talk about the 1.5 million people that live in New Orleans, but I got news for you people. There's more than 2.5 million people in this devastated area. You've got cities like St. Clair and Scarsdale, cities like Stella and Delcor, and cities like Promised Land and Linwood and Bertrandville and Bayou Cane and Augusta and Oakville. We don't hear these city names that are south or in the real heart of where this tornado is. And these aren't little bitty towns. There are 35, 45, 50,000 people that live in these areas, and this is devastation. This is devastation. Unless you're there, you don't know. I have got my personal family that's lived down there. We've lost friends. We've lost contact. We don't know who's dead and who's not. You have no clue how the devastation is. I got news for people out there. What's got me pissed off, excuse my language, but if they can drop water in Arabia, why in the Hades can't they drop water to these people on rooftops from helicopters? I mean, they don't have to drop much, and they don't have to get 5,000 feet off the ground to do it. They can come in a helicopter and drop a small package of water. We've got people that have died on overpasses for lack of water already.
Right.
This is just
they're
3 days.
Dying right as we speak.
And they're dying left and right. There's been 16 people die inside the Superdome for lack of food and water. and medicine.
Incredible.
We've got gangs running around. These are not citizens of Louisiana. These are not citizens of New Orleans. These aren't Christian citizens. These are immoral gangs that are running around, and they have stolen guns that because they couldn't buy guns legally, they've been left there because they didn't want to leave. They had no means to leave. This is the poor. This is the poor of the poor. This is the poor of the poor of the poor. People that some of these people have houses that are built out of freight cars or leftover wood. And granted, it's not a house that you and I would live in. But there are a lot of these people are that are left there are people that didn't have a way to get out of town. New Orleans had the best public transportation in the United States. 90% of the people went to and from work on trolley cars, buses, and trolleys.
Yeah. What's the last thing you want to say to us, Drew, because we're just about out of time, brother?
Pray for us in Louisiana.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah,
get the word out
right,
there. Get
brother.
The truth.
Well, we're definitely doing that. What do you think about donations? Who would you send donations to,
if
Drew?
If I had money to send, I'd send it to the Salvation Army. God bless the Salvation Army. They're the first.
Okay.
They were the first there.
That's true. Well, God bless you, Drew. And
appreciate
yeah, we're going to keep up our prayers, brother, and send a donation, too. Thank you. Well, folks, my goodness gracious. You know, it's amazing to see this happening in the USA. But I just want to remind you that this may only be the beginning of sorrows in this nation who has turned against God, turned our back on God. And so watch for more of this to happen. And I can only tell you, folks, is be prepared. Prepare your family. Prepare your neighbors and friends the best you can. God bless all of you out there. And I hope you have a good evening and hope to be back with you tomorrow, God willing. Don't forget this old cop truly loves you. America. Good evening.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.